Well, hey, you magical meat skeletons, how's it going today? I'm Vikram Baliga, and this is the Plant Prof. So it is almost, 10 p.m., 9:58 p.m. on today's Thursday. So today's the day that this episode is coming out and will come out before midnight. God help me. Today got busy, right? I had a meeting about some cool stuff we're trying to do at the university at Texas Tech, which I can't really talk about yet. But one of these days, if the grant proposal or the, well, it's not really a grant proposal, there will be grant proposals that go with it. But if this proposal goes through, I'll have some really cool stuff to talk about. So if that's not vague enough for you, I'm sorry. I don't know how to do it any better. I guess let me try. Stuff happened today and I got busy. And so I didn't get this recorded. You know, one of these days I'll pre-record these, even like the day before or a few days before they're supposed to come out. Maybe I'll do them all like at the beginning of the month, but I never know everything I want to talk about. But I am getting this episode out today. So I'm literally laying in bed with my Zoom recorder and a trusty old Shure SM58 dynamic microphone, which if you've seen someone on stage, there's a fairly good chance they're using a Shure SM58. It's a great product. They're not paying me. But if they want to, if they would like to sponsor the Plant Prof, I will surely sing the praises of Shure microphones. Get it? Surely? Surely? Surely they'll sponsor me now. I'm so sorry. I'm really not. I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, so enough rambling. We're talking about trees. So there's an old proverb that is credited to the Chinese and the Greeks, and I think the Romans and a couple of other people, so who knows? But it goes something like, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. It's profound, actually, because trees take time to grow, right? And so if you want a tree for its shade or its fruit or its other indefinable qualities, which we'll talk about on a future episode, all the health benefits of trees, and there are some, more intangible psychological benefits, but there are literal physical and physiological benefits to being around trees. We'll talk about that soon. But the best time clearly is in the past, right? But since we are these magical meat bags that are bound by time and our time streams move in one direction, we can't go back in time and plant a tree 20 years ago. But we can plant a tree today. You know, there's another quote that goes, also credited to all kinds of people, probably the Chinese though, that a society grows great when old men plant trees in whose shade they know they shall never sit. So you're not necessarily planting a tree for tomorrow or the next day, but for the future. And forests are grown over time, and cities fill up with trees and with life and with fruit over time. But if you're planting a tree and you're that guy who wants to plant a tree for future generations, or who just wants a tree in their yard, I'm going to give you some tips about planting a tree. And there are a few things that people tend to do wrong when they plant a tree. So about 30 years ago, the common conception on how to plant a tree was the deeper the better. Get it down in the ground, stick it on in there, and pile dirt up on it. Soil, I'm sorry. Dirt is soil out of place. So pile soil back in the hole, and you've got a tree that will grow. And while that is probably true, it didn't take into account a few things. So imagine you are out walking in the forest and you come across a clearing and there's a majestic oak standing in this clearing. Think about what that tree looks like where it meets the ground. Does it look like a telephone pole, or does it look like something that slowly tapers up towards the peak and has sort of a flare at the base? I'll give you a second. Think through it. That's right, dear listener. It has a root flare. Trees in nature don't look like telephone poles. So they have these buttress roots. We call them buttress roots, or a root flare that literally flares out as it gets closer to the ground. And if you look at an old tree, a lot of the roots are actually above the soil line above ground level. So when you get a tree, whether it's in a container, like a pot, or if it's ball and burlap, if it's something that's been dug from a field setting, wrapped in burlap and sold to you, if it's bare root or whatever, you want to look for the root flare. And you'll find it, but you may have to dig for it. Because it turns out, especially in containerized trees, what happens is the tree gets grown in a pot, and then at some point, it has outgrown that pot, and it needs to be bumped into a larger pot. So there is a right and a wrong way to bump a plant into a larger container. Unfortunately, the wrong way is faster, which is probably often true. So what you don't want to do is pull your pot, your tree or your other plant out of one container, set it in the bottom of the next container, and then fill soil into it. Because that'll actually bury that root flare. It buries the crown of the plant, those main buttress roots. So actually what you want to do if you're repotting a plant is fill soil, a third of the way into the bottom of your container, then set your plant in there and fill around the outsides so that top of the root ball and the top of the root flare is still exposed and it's still close to the top of the container. So if you go buy a containerized tree or even a ball and burlap or whatever else, there's a chance you're going to have to dig around till you find that root flare. So look at the main trunk, clear media or soil gently away from it until you start to see it expand and flare out. Now, you may damage some roots in the process. For the most part, this is not a huge deal. Trees are fairly resilient. If you cut a few roots in the process, that's fine. In fact, I'm going to encourage you to cut some roots. So the first thing is find the root flare and dig your hole so that that root flare is at or slightly above ground level, slightly above grade. So I like to plant them about a half inch above grade. So the second thing you're going to do, and this is especially important for a containerized tree, is you're going to pull it out. You're going to start to tease some of those roots from the root ball because it turns out if it grows in that container for too long, the roots can't grow straight out into the soil like they want to. If you look at a tree, say you have a 10-foot tall tree, the roots of that tree can extend 1.5 to 3 times the height of that tree from the base of the tree in all directions. So if you have a 10-foot tree that's established, there's a pretty good chance those roots are at least 15 feet away from the base of the tree. So they want to grow out in all directions. But if they're in a pot, they're going to grow out, hit the side of that pot, and then turn. And if they stay in that pot for too long, you get what's called a bound root ball or girdling and circling roots. It's actually okay, and it's actually advantageous when you pull a tree out of a container to cut some of those roots so that when you put it in the soil and plant it, those roots don't keep growing in that circular shape, because they will. They keep growing in the direction that they've been trained to grow. But if you cut them so they're coming straight out from the root ball, and I'm not saying cut a ton of them, but if you've got these big circling roots, either tease them out and pull them out by hand or cut some of them, and then they'll grow and establish out in the soil. As far as digging the hole goes, you want to dig it, again, not too deep. You want to make sure that top of that root ball and that root flare are at or above grade. But you want to dig it, if possible, 2 times the diameter of the root ball. Okay, make sure it's a big hole so that, again, it's easier for those roots to establish. Because if you just dig a hole the exact same size as your container, it's just like putting your tree back in a container. Those roots can actually hit that hard-packed soil and turn just like they might before they can establish. So dig a hole at least 2 times the size of the root ball, the diameter of the root ball, bigger if possible. Sometimes that's a challenge, but you want a large hole. And then only fill back into that hole what you take out of it. There is an idea that if I, you know, put in potting media or compost or something that is, maybe what feels like a higher quality than your field soil, that the tree will do better. You don't want to put anything back in that hole in terms of media or soil that didn't come out of it. So just backfill with your field soil. You can run into problems with different textures and densities and stuff in your soil in terms of root establishment. It causes problems. A question I hear a lot is, should I stake my tree? And the answer is it depends. I would generally say if you're in an area that doesn't get a lot of wind, where your tree is not likely to blow over, just pack the soil back into the hole. Use the back end of your shovel to tamp it in around the root ball. Water the tree, let it settle a little bit, and then if you have more soil left over, put that in as well, compact it, water it, let it settle, etc., right? And usually that's enough to stabilize your tree. If you're in a place like Lubbock, where I live, where the average wind speed is like 13 miles per hour, some days it blows 40, like it did a couple days ago. Yeah, you probably need to stake your tree. I recommend at least a 2-point staking method where you drive a stake outside of the perimeter of the hole you dug. Use ropes, wires, whatever, to loosely wrap around the trunk of your tree, at least like 2/3 of the way up. And there's some diagrams online. I'll post a couple of links in the show notes. And then just leave them until the tree establishes, like 6 months at the outside. And then you can pull those stakes out and let the tree develop its own reaction wood and its own stronger root system in reaction to the wind and the weather and all of that. Trent, you can also overwater a young tree that you've just planted. So the two biggest mistakes people tend to make are they plant the tree too deep and they overwater it. And they're both a problem for the same reason. The plant needs oxygen at all parts, at the roots, at the stems, at the leaves, everywhere. It has to have oxygen. And if you plant it too deep, it's hard for oxygen to get down to the roots, those new roots that are not established. And if you keep it super saturated with water, it is similarly difficult to let oxygen get to the roots. So don't overwater, don't plant too deep. A little bit of stress for the roots goes a long way. Actually, they will mine the soil looking for water. Now, you want to keep it watered well enough, and I can't give you an exact time or an exact amount of water, because circumstances vary so much. Like, you'll have to water more in West Texas in our somewhat sandy soils and our dry climate than you would, say, in like East Texas or somewhere that has a heavier clay soil, more moisture and more humidity. But you don't want to water every day. Maybe every couple of days, give your tree some drying time between irrigations, and it'll do much better. The last thing is you want to mulch the root ball with a couple inches of mulch, but do not let it touch the trunk. Leave a few inches up to a foot away from the trunk where you're not piling any mulch. You see these mulch volcanoes all the time on young trees where they plant the tree in there, pile mulch up around the base to keep moisture in, which is not a bad idea per se. But again, you're trapping moisture up against the trunk. It's a place where disease can get in, where other issues can start attacking that tree. Also, it can lead to compaction, can lead to a lack of oxygen, like we've talked about. So those are some basics. This is not a bad time of year in general to plant a tree when they're dormant. You don't want to plant it in the summer when it's super hot. You can, but it's not ideal. So like fall when the trees are dormant, or very early spring when they're first breaking dormancy, is really when you want to think about planting your trees. Make sure you plant a tree that is appropriate for your location. Trees grow. You should know how tall and how wide that tree is going to be before you plant it. Maybe don't plant a big oak tree 6 feet from your house where it's going to get in the eaves and into your roof and cause a lot of trouble. So I had a professor, and I'll wrap this up. We're about out of time. I said I wouldn't go over 15 minutes in these weekly episodes. I had a professor that used to say that people would ask him all the time, what is the fastest growing tree? And he would tell them that it is a tree that is planted correctly. Okay, so plant your trees and plant them well, and you will be much happier with life. Trees are good for you. We'll talk next week. Yeah, have a good one.